This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. About 1,000 people received the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine at Coors Field Sunday during the ballpark's first mass vaccination event. UC Health organized the drive-in vaccination effort, which was only available to people 70 or older who registered ahead of time. This week was just a trial run, though. Organizers hope to vaccinate as many as 10,000 people next weekend during another drive-through event at the ballpark. UC Health tells the Denver Post it has the capacity to do about 30,000 vaccinations a week, but is only giving about half that number due to limited supply. The extended unemployment benefits approved by Congress last month could reach some Coloradans by the end of this week, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
State officials opened the phone lines for a virtual town hall on Friday. Thousands of people called in to ask questions and get answers from the state labor department. And some of those calls took an emotional turn.
I don't want to say this, but I mean, I'll pretty much be in the snow for a little while.
That caller identified himself as a veteran and said his benefits were mistakenly frozen by the state's anti-fraud efforts. Labor officials urged people like him to call the support center so they can verify their identities. The Labor Department also shared good news. The extended unemployment benefits, recently approved by Congress, should roll out for some people around Friday, along with a $300 a week boost. And for some callers, simply speaking with a human was a good first step. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has the chance for snow today and tomorrow, then sunny weather later in the week. This is CPR News.